With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu told the nation Saturday the military has opened a second stage in its war against Hamas.
We're carrying out massive airstrikes in order to assist our ground forces as they go in.
And we have used
targeted killings and destroyed headquarters of the Hamas. This will be a long war.
Speaking through an interpreter courtesy of the BBC, Netanyahu says never again is now. He says the war is for Israel's existence. Mexico's security authorities raising the death toll from Hurricane Otis, the Category 5 storm that struck the southern Pacific coast early Wednesday, now stands at 39. Security secretary said that number could go higher. Most of the deaths were suffocation by submersion, but she added investigators continue to search for victims that have not yet been identified. Also at SRNNews.com, former Vice President Pence said this is not his time. He told the Republican Jewish Coalition in Las Vegas yesterday while he's withdrawing his bid for the 2024 presidential nomination, he'll remain a strong voice for conservative politics.
I'm leaving this campaign, but let me promise you, I will never leave the fight for conservative values, and I will never stop fighting to elect principled Republican leaders to every office in the land. So help me God.
Mr. Pence, the highest profile of the five presidential wannabes who have already pulled their names, their hats, that is, from that ring. This is SRN News. A British pro-lifer faces prison time.
Pastor Stephen Green did not accost anybody at the abortion clinic in Ealing outside London. He did not attempt to burn the building down or stop anybody from going in. All the clergyman did was stand too close, bearing a sign displaying words from Psalm 139. For that, he is being prosecuted under Britain's new abortion clinic buffer zone law and could wind up in jail. Religious freedom advocates say the law must be changed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Georgia will start paying for sex change operations for public employees covered by state health insurance. That decision settles a lawsuit filed by several state workers. It's the fourth lawsuit Georgia agencies have lost or settled, overturning rules against spending taxpayer dollars to help individuals live as the opposite sex. A court ruling found a similar measure in North Carolina to be illegal, but the state is appealing. SRN News. A revival of train service in a vital part of the Bayou State.
Louisiana, one step closer to connecting its capital city to its most famous city via a train line. Governor John Bel Edwards signing an agreement advancing the return of passenger rail service between Baton Rouge and New Orleans. Officials say the new service could start as early as 2027. Jason Walker reporting.
American shoppers, and especially those of you with sweet tooths, are seeing double-digit inflation in the candy aisle. Candy and gum prices up against an average of 13% in October, ahead of the holiday season. That's on top of a 14% increase in prices last year at this time. Cocoa prices trading at a 44-year highs after heavy rains in West Africa caused limited production in the season that began last fall. And global sugar prices are at 12-year highs. More at SRNNews.com.